Hey, this is Leroy Steger. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home. TellTheBandToGoHome.com.
Been away for a while. I wanna see your smile. I just wanna get out of my head. I'm stuck in this town, drinking beer and falling down, worrying and thinking about you. It's snowing in Nashville and I'm cold and alone. Well, it's a town of broken dreams, and everybody's fixing schemes how to make up the next country star. The bars are all the same, and the music's mostly lame. I just wanna play my guitar. But the highways are dangerous and lonely plain, and the roads all have the same name. I've got no direction in this town of broken dreams, and the roads all have the same name. It's snowing in Nashville and I'm cold and alone. It's snowing in Nashville and I wanna go home. Town of ghosts and whores and major labor wars. Everybody's got a song to write. Publishing deals, fancy new ears. I'll be leaving this town tonight. Cause the neon lights ain't enough to hold me. Baby, I'm tired of getting screwed. I've got the pedal to the metal, heading north out of Tennessee. Baby, I'm missing you. It's snowing in Nashville tonight. It's snowing in Nashville tonight. It's snowing in Nashville tonight. I wanna go home.
Good afternoon, music lovers. Welcome to Tell the Band to Go Home. It's UMFM's weekly singer-songwriter show. My name's Jeff, your host here till 4 o'clock. Thanks for joining us. We always try to play you the best music we can find, and, you know, I think we'll do a few things special tonight. We are pre-recorded. Couldn't make it down to the studio because, if all goes according to plan, I'm just on my way back from Germany, for goodness sake. You may have heard me talk over the years about my friend Dietmar over in Germany, just someone that I've wanted to meet for so long. He's just, I can tell, a real kindred spirit. We kind of approach things the same way, I think, and try to help people out in the same kinds of ways. And I've just heard so many great stories about what a great guy he is. And we here have benefited so much from his generosity and kindness and support over the years. And I am so grateful, and I can't believe I had the unbelievable opportunity to go and meet him and hang out on his birthday. There was a special festival going on Saturday yesterday in Germany called the Static Roots Festival that Dietmar and his lovely wife Marion put together, and it's a charity festival. They were raising money for Doctors Without Borders and booked all kinds of amazing bands to come and play, including Leroy Steger, who we heard off the top of the show. We heard something actually recorded live at Dietmar's house in Germany. He hosts great house concerts over there, and I'm so pleased that he books so many great people that we play and talk about on this show. And we've managed to get some great gigs and some great opportunities for some of our favorites here by sending them over to see Dietmar, and we're so grateful for that. So many people are. I just love the guy so much. And so today I want to certainly send part of the show out to him for sure. In 2010, we did a special show for Dietmar. He was under the weather. He was in the hospital, not feeling too good. And we had a whole bunch of his friends call us up. And we had all kinds of people talking about not just Dietmar, but their music as well. And I think we'll play you back some of those interviews today. But speaking of house concerts, I got to kick it off. I got to tell you about a special thing coming up at the Sunset Saloon on Thursday. It is the Sunset Saloon debut, although we've been talking about it for years, of Jay Amar. He's a great singer-songwriter. He was down here on Steel Belted Radio once years ago. We'll play you something from that, I'm sure. Just a super hard-working guy, a nice guy, and a great storyteller. He's such a storyteller that he actually has a new book of his stories out. And it's a beautiful book. It's illustrated by Pearl Rachinsky, who if you've seen Corinne Raymond's records, you know of her work. And it's a book of Jay's stories, and it also comes with a live CD. It's called The Chicken Came First, and I think we'll play something off that to kick things off. A little bit of a story on the beginning, and you'll hear how this song works. And hopefully you'll enjoy it, and hopefully you'll want to come join us Thursday at the old Sunset Saloon. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home.
It was really interesting, and they were extolling the virtues of George W. Jr. And this is obviously a few years after Obama had been in. I thought, man, what's going on here? I wrote this song for Senior and Junior. This for me. He said, go kick some sand in the face of that man. Bring back the good name of our family. So it's round up the posse. I got a plan. It's a modern day twist. It's a new Vietnam. Go find some nephews, old Uncle Sam. Go throw it down in the sand. Got a beautiful wife, a beautiful house, and two very beautiful girls. Now that I have my daddy's law, I'm king of the world. And I will return someday. I will return someday. Hey, I will return someday. Stripes on my shoulders, stars in my eyes, a little grease in the wheel to help me squeak by. They said rewrite his story, they said fix what he's missed. Call up the times, grab a baby to kiss. Hey Betsy Ross, I need some friend. No blues required, bring on the red. I stand before you with a just cause. You wanna blow down my house, you got to deal with the boss. You got to deal with the boss. Now it's football on Fridays, memoirs on Mondays, Sundays, resumes. shirt for my girls. Now that I have my daddy's love. I'm king of the world.
I see you're still breaking hearts. I see you're still going strong, still searching for the center of all night long. Maybe it's your crazy world, taking pieces of all those girls. I won't be another one to be strong to your worthless set of pearls.
I guess I had it coming, dear. The reason I keep coming here are for reasons that I can't explain. You're in my veins. I'm stepping off the tilt-a-whirl and into the honest world. It's funny how you can't, my love, with the worthless string of pearls. Chart a course and take it slow. We'll ride it through the highs and lows. Let the wind take us where we go. Heaven only knows.
Hold my breath and close my eyes and wish upon that big surprise.
Oh, brush away those natural. See the string of pearls. Thought about you every night, praying you'd both be all right. I'm sorry for the mess I made. I should have stayed.
She asks about you every day. She taught herself how to play. We all agree she's daddy's girl.
Chart a course and take it slow. We'll ride it through the highs and lows. Let the wind take us where we go. Heaven only knows.
I'll hold my breath and close my eyes and wish upon that big surprise.
Oh, brush away those natural. String of pearls. We'll hold our breath and close our eyes and wish upon that big surprise. Brush away those natural curls. See the string of pearls.
Try and know. one really knows how much I cry since my cherry-colored rose has died. I'm cold and blue, is missing you. I'm cold. Seems like every time they put me in a corner, babe, then they watch me fight my way back out. Watch me take the offensive, then defend what I'm talking about. You're the only one who really knows. I love you, Rose. Russians only rush, the text don't check. Canadian boys are politically incorrect, don't you think so? It's not for the money, it's not for the fame. I love this country, Rose, and I know this game. I can hear you say, come on, Don, put your game face on. You can make it if you try. And no one really knows how much I cry since my cherry colored rose has died. I'm cold and blue, is missing you. I'm cold. I was a tough man, I had mouths to feed.
There's three great songs written by Jay Amar. That last one was performed by the legendary Ian Tyson. Ian Tyson doesn't really need anybody to write songs for him, that's for sure. But he recorded a Jay Amar song and did just a beautiful, beautiful job of that. Not only has Ian Tyson endorsed that song by singing it, but Don Cherry loves it as well. And it's just a lovely little story and a great little song. That's My Cherry Colored Rose there, written by Jay Amar. Before that, we heard Jay along with his pal Jada Kelly on a great song called Worthless String of Pearls from his album Passing Through. And we kicked it off with King of the World from his new book and CD project, The Chicken Came First. And I'd love it if you came to see Jay Thursday night at the Old Sunset Saloon. Going to start it right at 7:30 to get things rolling, and we'll try our best to be done and have you out of there by 10. So if you got to work the next day, you shouldn't have too many problems. Or if you're heading down to the Times Changed or whatever else, we'll make that possible for you. So come on down. If you can't make it by 7:30, come late. If you got to leave earlier, that's fine too. We'd just love to have you. The plan is, if all goes according to plan, not only will we have Jay, but he'll be backed up by Donnie Zoif, who you know from the D-Rangers, who's wonderful. And also, if we have enough people coming out, we're also going to get Twisty down there playing some bass. And Shelly Marshall from Nathan might play at my house. Oh my God, please, please tell me you're coming. Jeff at telltheband2gohome.com or find the event on Facebook. We'll get back to some more house concert stuff, I'm sure, later, but I want to throw to one of these little segments that we recorded in 2010. We'll have a little chat with the guy that we kicked the show off with. Here's some words from Leroy Stagger about what was going on for him in the year 2010. He had just released his album Everything Is Real, still one of my very favorite records. It's so, so great. And was just off a very busy, busy year and already working on new stuff. And we had a chat about our mutual friend Dietmar as well. So let's listen to that.
And it was a busy year, I guess. You went all over the place.
Yeah, it was a busy year. That was very fun, and it was kind of I went everywhere with the band this year, which was really
fun. That's awesome,
too.
Yeah. Yeah, we got to see the band a couple of times at the Stew Dome, and so you played everywhere from Stew's living room. I'm guessing you played some much bigger shows and
played everywhere from a little tiny town in Alaska to to Stew Dome to this big rock club in Eastern Germany.
Yeah, we heard there was like billboards up and stuff in Germany with your
your
face.
Yeah, it was great. It was fun. It was finally nice to feel like getting some recognition.
And not a guy to rest on your laurels. You're already hard at work on your next record.
Yeah, well, I wasn't planning on anything, and then I saw the winter coming, and I realized that I'm going to be very bored for the winter, so I better get to work on something.
So what's the plan this time? Is it do you have sort of a game plan for this record? Is it something different?
Well, this is kind of be the first record that I'm going to produce.
So
we've cut about four tracks already, and it's really sounding great. Kevin's obviously helping me with some production as well, Kevin Kane. But it sounds a lot different than my other records, but I think it's kind of, the natural progression is still progressing, so that's good.
That's the great thing about you. You've put out, every record has sounded different enough that I know you're not putting out the same record again, but the same enough that I know that, it's still you behind it, and it's still your heart and your guts and your soul behind it.
Yeah, well, I think that a lot of my favorite artists are the same way, you know what I mean? Like, for instance, Elvis Costello is not afraid to do a jazz record or do a soul record and then do a rock record, or Steve Earle's the same way, so I don't know. For me especially, like, I'm such a fan of so many different types of music that I think it all kind of soaks in there.
As a young artist trying to get his name and his, trying to get a foothold in there, isn't that a little risky? I mean, those guys can do that because they have that reputation behind them. You're still trying to, pick up new fans. Is there any risk in doing that?
Oh, absolutely. I'm sure that, I don't know. I'm never one to worry about risk or worrying about what people are going to think, really, I just want to make good art.
Well, you're certainly doing that if you ask me, so keep up the good work, and we'll be along for the ride no matter what you do.
Thanks, Jeff.
Now, the other thing we wanted to talk about today is we wanted to talk about a good friend of ours who's laid up in the hospital, unfortunately, our pal Dietmar's. He's had a bit of bad luck this week or a week and a half or so, and so he's not feeling too good, and we want to try and cheer him up a bit. And not just a guy who listens to my show and goes to your shows and whatever. This is a guy who does a lot to promote both of us and to help make sure that people know your music and stuff. Tell me about what he's done for getting you into Germany and helping you out over there.
Well, Dietmar's done more than just get me to Germany, for me especially, but he's always kind of been there for me, and he's kind of been a really great gauge on what I'm doing. Anytime I'm hesitant about the music that I'm making or any new songs, I can run him by Dietmar, and he usually gives me a pretty honest opinion. I mean, he likes most stuff I do, I think, but he's somebody that I can look up to and kind of gauge where I'm at. But he's also somebody that, I think last year I was having a really tough time with just moving forward with music, and he convinced me to keep going, he's become a very very close friend. We've hung out lots and spent lots of time together, but this kind of last year has been the first time that I think we've both kind of opened up to each other, and he can be kind of shy, but I think we put him in the van for 3 weeks with the band, and yeah. he came out of his shell.
I was going to say the guy was basically your roadie for a while there, going to every show you did and stuff like that. So that's
I mean, we wouldn't have been able to do it without him. I mean, he was our roadie, translator, tour manager. He got gear. He's incredible. I mean, he's done that for ESP and with my band as well. So it's been fun.
Right. And like I was saying before, I mean, for a guy like you who's still fairly young and still trying to get out there, to have somebody on your side who can do those things for you, that's got to help you out a lot.
Yeah. I mean, Dietmar, he kind of, Yeah, I mean, it's incredible. You know, he's done, he's kind of been my liaison for all my European, you know, whether it was finding a record deal, finding a booking agent, getting tour dates organized. He's kind of been my main man there. I guess he kind of, you know, he's almost, I guess he's probably, I would consider him my European manager. You know, he's just an incredible supporter and lover of music. And he's got a thing for Canadian music, which is, you know, funny. But
great.
Benefits, you know, yeah, exactly. I think Matt Epp was there.
He was just there
yesterday
yeah,
or today, maybe, yeah. Or last night.
Yeah.
And Tamir Nile and, you know, a lot of, he's seen Rami Mays over there and a lot of Canadian artists and a lot of people, you know, everywhere I go and I run into artists, they're, oh, I talked to your friend in Germany, Dietmar. He's a very cool dude.
Yeah.
He's got a beautiful family. You know, the first time I went to Germany, it was funny, me and my wife now, we flew in and we had no idea, we were meeting these people, we had no idea what to expect. And we got off the plane and I was like, you know what, I have no idea what these people look like. I'm like, they might be freaky people. And, you know, I started picturing this, like, you know, just like creepy old sweaty German dude stinking like sausages picking me up from the airport. And then, you know, of course, Dietmar's beautiful wife, Marion, picks us up in this, you know, super fast Audi Quattro and takes us to meet the family. And you know, they're just a wonderful group of people that I'm quite lucky to have in my life and to call my friends.
Well, that's great, and hopefully we'll cheer him up today with some good songs. The one song that I had to play for him, he's always asking me to play Carol.
Yeah,
I'm sure he's asked you to play that one for him many times too.
Yeah, that's the first song of mine that he heard that really kind of made had a big effect on him.
For sure.
Which is very cool. Yeah, I hope I haven't really chatted with him about what's going on. We've talked on email and we've discussed things in the past, but you know, I think hopefully he's gonna pull through. I'm sure
he's he's fine. He's, you know, he's not going anywhere. He's just kind of laid up for a little while and you know, a little sore, so he'll gonna be all right.
He'll be eating sausages and sauerkraut.
Oh,
like
absolutely
crazy, I'm sure.
Yeah.
In the hospital there.
It's funny, he originally, when I found out that he was sick, it was because him and I were making plans. He said, you know what, Leroy Stagger, he's playing the Winnipeg Folk Festival this year. I think I'm going to come.
Yeah.
And he was making plans to come and see at the Winnipeg Folk Festival, and I was very excited, and he was very excited. And then he, you know, he got some bad news health-wise, and he said, you know what, I don't think I'm going to make it. So
I'm going to be able to make it.
Yeah. So both of us are going to have to go see him, I guess.
Yeah, I'll be there sooner than later, I'm sure, and he'll be probably driving my ass around the country.
Right on. Well, thanks, brother. It's always good to talk to you.
Yeah, thank you.
Carol took my photograph in the rain at 0 mile. She promised me a cigarette and I promised her my best fake smile. While sitting in the tall grass, wishing we were in another land, she just lit my cigarette and took me by the hand down the highway. It's taking me away from home. Down the highway, only place I feel alone. Me and Carol got married when we turned 21, and her daddy never liked me much. To her mother I was only son. Wooden ghosts and car parts scattered through our backyard. Loving her was easy to do, leaving was the only thing hard. I went down that highway, it's taking me away from home. Down
down the highway, only place I feel alone. Girl died 5 years ago, giving birth to our only son. And her mama and daddy and me put her in the ground November 21. And sometimes later at night, I sit at our bedroom window, wishing I was somewhere with her, just waiting for the wind to blow us down that highway. It's taking me away from home, down that highway, the only place that I feel alone, down that highway, feels like it's got no end, down that highway, the white line is your only friend.
Talk with Lonesome Joe. Rode a fat boy Harley in the midst. Told me things about the life he lived. Made me feel like I might win again. Lonesome Joe, I wish you well, my friend. Keep on riding, Lonesome Joe.
There's Leroy Stagger with a song called Lonesome Joe. That's written by his pal Evan Phillips. You may know Leroy and Evan play with Tim Easton in Easton Stagger Phillips. That's from a tribute record, which we'll talk about in just a second. We heard Leroy in there with Carol as well. We also, on our show in 2010, had a chance to talk to Evan Phillips from that band. He's also in a band called The Whipsaws. He was experiencing some of his own health troubles at the time, and so we chatted about that and lots of other stuff. So let's hear from Evan Phillips.
This is Evan Phillips.
Hi, Evan Phillips. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Well, we're well. Thanks for calling in today. Now, Evan, I haven't actually ever talked to you before or seen you, or you know, we've never even really corresponded before, but I've certainly been out here enjoying your music, and that's thanks almost entirely to a good friend of ours in Germany, Dietmar.
Yeah, absolutely.
Who turned you on and you know, told me all about your stuff and advised us of your plight. You had some health issues in the past couple of years, and he was a big part of leading, I guess. You sort of needed some help with that.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I was touring full-time my band in the last few years, and a long time ago, I had hurt myself. I used to be a professional mountain climbing guide.
That's an interesting job. Hip. Yeah.
That was in my past life before I was a musician. But I kind of re-injured that injury last year, and, you know, I had been on the road and didn't have a lot of money, and Dietmar and his family were pretty integral in kind of helping me, you know, get some medical help and start that process, you know, getting that stuff done. Yeah, Dietmar helped me a lot last year.
Well, where is your health at now? How are you doing now? It sounds like you're doing some shows and stuff again. So things.
Yeah, I'm playing shows, but I kind of am living with kind of a chronic injury.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've had to make a lot of, I've just had to adapt to it and whatnot, but I'm doing a lot better than I was last year. You know, I don't know what's going to happen as far as touring full-time and whatnot, but I'm doing a lot better. But I guess the issues aren't totally resolved. I guess that's the best way to answer that question.
It's been quite a saga to read your blogs and stuff like that, to hear what's going on. Every time you think you sort of got an answer and things are going to get fixed up, it kind of doesn't really pan out for you, it seems.
Yeah, it's kind of it's turned into a big, I think, life lesson for me.
Well, I hope that you're like either writing a book or making a documentary about this ridiculous process, because it's almost too sad to be true, but it sounds like you're going to come out of it one way or another.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you just got to be positive and you got to try and look at the bright side of things. And, you know, what I try and do every day is just think about the things I'm grateful for, you know?
Yeah.
About the things that I do have, and stuff happens, you know, and you just got to deal with it.
For sure. Well, you do have some great friends, and some great friends put together a record called Coming Home, The Songs of Evan Phillips, and we played one of them a couple of minutes ago. We played Leroy's contribution to the record, and we've got a couple others here lined up for later on in the show. Tell me about this this tribute record. How did that come about, and when did you find out about it? And
well, basically, you know, it was last year when I was having to, you know, to have a bunch of medical interventions done, and I didn't have health insurance. You know, I was broke.
Yeah.
I've been, you know, musicians, when they're on the road, they don't have money. They spend all their money trying to make it, basically.
Exactly, yeah.
So, you know, when I ended up getting hurt, I didn't have a ton of options. So my friends, you know, my music friends kind of all rallied for me, and they said, well, hey, you know, you've got all these songs, we can all record one of your songs and put this record together for you and try and raise some money for you. So that's pretty much what happened. And, you know, I haven't really officially released that record, but I've, you know, just kind of sold it through word of mouth. And Dietmar, you know, was one of the first people to help me sell those in Europe.
Yeah.
I guess getting back to Dietmar, he's just been constantly, you know, with my health issues, Dietmar has been a huge help to me and a great friend, and that's all there is to it.
Well, tell me about how you got to know a guy who's, I mean, you're from Alaska and he's from Germany, for God's sake. I mean, it's not like you bumped into each other at the tavern. How did you get to know this guy?
Well, I think Leroy, or I can't even remember actually the first time, but I know Leroy, I guess, had known Beatmar. And a few years ago, Wilco came to Alaska to do some touring, and my band, the Whipsaws, ended up opening up for them. And Beatmar came up. He'd kind of gotten to know me and my band online.
Yeah.
And I guess when Dietmar caught wind that Wilco, we were going to play with Wilco, he was like, well, I'm going to come to Alaska and open for these guys. And I think that's the first time I met Dietmar, unless he came to, maybe he came to South by Southwest a few years ago. I can't remember. But that was, I think that's the first time I personally met Dietmar.
That's pretty hardcore for a guy to come from Germany to see you open for Wilco.
Well, you know, life is about music.
Yeah.
Dietmar's life is about his family, and it's about music, and it's about...
It's a lot about doing things for other people. I mean, the guy is sitting there. I'm sure his face is bright red at the moment. He's kind of embarrassed about this show, but I mean, for me it was a no-brainer for all the things that he's done for you and for Leroy and for me and for all kinds of people. It's just it amazes me that somebody would go to such great lengths.
I mean, I feel like, I guess what I'm realizing is, you know, I'm a part of a family, you know, and it's a family of musicians that, you know, is in Alaska, is in Canada, it's in the U.S., it's in Europe, it's all over the world, and, you know, Dietmar is a part of that family. And I guess that's just how I feel about it. And, you know, I'm realizing it more and more, you know, how important it is to, you know, be there for each other and do things to help each other out. And, you know, I've needed a lot of things in the last year, and you know, it's been incredibly humbling, and I've learned a lot. And you know, so for me to be on the air and talk about you know why Dietmar is important and why he's important to me is, I feel like it's the least I can do.
Well, exactly, yeah. So so what's the status? What's going on this year? Are you working on a new record or anything?
Yeah, basically, well, the Whipsaws, we just went to New York months ago and recorded a new record, and we are going to put that record out sometime this spring. At this point in time, I don't know how much we're going to be touring. I mean, we're going to be touring, but I don't think we're going to tour full time.
Right.
And then so that record's going to come out probably in April or May, and then I think I'm going to do another record in the next year with Easton Stagger Phillips. And last year, when I had a bunch of downtime, when my hip was really hurting, I did record a new solo record. But right now, it's kind of like, I guess they're kind of basement tapes. You know, I'm not sure when they're going to be released or what's going to happen with those. But, you know, I don't know. Like we've been talking about, I've gone through a lot of transition this last year, so not that music isn't a priority, but I guess it's taken a bit of a back burner in comparison to things like my health and my family and,
well, yeah,
stuff like that. But there's a lot of music that is going to be coming out that I'm a part of in the next year or so, but we'll see.
Well, good for you. We can't wait to hear some of it. All right. Well. Well. Thanks, Evan. It's a pleasure to talk to you, and we certainly hope that you feel better and get back on your feet. And we'll be watching for some new music.
All right, Jeff. Thanks so much.
And I know that Dietmar appreciates hearing from you today as well.
Absolutely. We love you, Dietmar.
All right. Thanks, my friend.
One more day till you're 23. They tried to tell you how your life was gonna be. They don't know about you. They don't know about you. All the used books and the light cigarettes. Gonna pack your things and move out west. They won't know where to find you. They won't know where to find you. some fun. Sell your old car and stick out your thumb. It's gonna be a good ride. It's gonna be a good time. Over the mountains, across Tennessee, all through the desert of Joshua Tree. It's gonna be a good life. It's gonna be a good life. Hey. Tried to tell you how your life was gonna be. They don't know about you. They don't know about you.
to the ground. Things might come and things might go, but loving you is the best thing that I've known. So keep on with the good and bad, and don't forget the times we had, and know that you are always my best friend. We can raise a family and grow for the world to see. I know we're gonna make it in the end, and I'll be coming home to you. Coming home to you.
Song there from Matt Epp. We also talked to Matt Epp in 2010, and I think we'll hear that coming up after the break. That was Ready in Time there. Before that, we heard something from Evan Phillips and the Whipsaws, great song called Coming Home from the album 60 Watt Avenue, and something from Eastern Stagger Phillips from their tremendous latest record, Resolution Road. We heard Begin, and we're having some fun here playing some stuff in honor of my my first trip over across the pond. Got to go visit my pals Dietmar and Marion this weekend. Very excited about that, so we're pre-recorded. We'll come back with more celebration, music, love, joy after this. Stick around.